Sports are a part of European citizens' culture as well. Although Europeans love sports in general, they strongly prefer football. Basketball is considered to be the second most popular sport in Europe. In Europe, the organizational structure of sports has a pyramid scheme. The very bottom consists of the amateur sportsmen, who are millions, and the top level includes the sports clubs that provide organized sports activities. There are no closed leagues, but open ones, where the teams can be promoted or demoted. The system of franchises is not used in Europe. In contrast to the U.S. clubs, European teams individually negotiate their TV rights contracts and all of their sponsorships. This fact leads famous and reputable teams to high revenues because of their fame and reputation. There is no central management of the league's revenues, and even where it exists, the distribution is made according to the broadcasting power of each team. The same model exists for the sponsorships as well. Every team has its own sponsorship, its own exclusive apparel provider, and its own sports equipment provider. The U.S. and Europe have totally different mentality and culture concerning sports. In the U.S., the most popular games are baseball, ice hockey, American football, and basketball. In Europe, football is the most popular sport. The same happens in the sport business models of the two markets. In the U.S., the leagues and associations are in general responsible for the negotiation of the contracts and the distribution of the revenues. In Europe, the teams have to make the arrangement individually.